Bible. Bible Friends is the book. You know, that's always and ever shall be relevant. Some books, you know, they come and go. They're fashionable, they're in vogue for a season, and but it has to be said that the majority of books are not even worth the paper that they're written on. In fact, all they do is more harm than good. And before the ink is dry in the pages, they've passed from any notice, any consideration by the human race. But the Bible is a book. The written word of God, that is, has been around for a long, long time, and it's still just as relevant today as ever it was when it was the first pages of it were written. And in fact, the Lord Jesus Christ, he says that his word shall never pass away, that it shall abide forever. There never will be a time when the word of God won't be, and there never will be a time when it will be irrelevant. The sins, the transgressions of your present day and generation may seem to you acceptable because they're fashionable, but the word of God, God's holy law, his commandments still condemn them, because the word of God still stands and always shall stand. The righteous standard of God never alters, doesn't change with time, doesn't change with the seasons, and doesn't change with the dictates of men and their generations. The word of God, it abides forever. But in the Bible, you will find that God makes promises, and sometimes, of course, he emphasizes them, he underscores them with an oath. He swears that a certain thing shall be, shall come to pass. And one of those things, of course, is the covenant that God makes with his people, called the covenant of grace. God adds an oath to it. So therefore you can take that thing for absolute and utter certainty. That is, that if a person believes on Jesus Christ, God has sworn, God has promised, and added an oath to it, that that person shall be saved. But then there's something else that God has sworn to. He says in the very last book of the Bible, and swear that there shall be time no longer. The time is coming when God shall call time upon time, when time shall be no more. There will only be eternity. There will only be yourself before a holy and righteous God. Time shall be no more. God swears to this. God has added an oath to this.
Thank you very much.
A point, a time, a day, a moment when God brings down the shutters and time will be no more. History shall come to an end. God adds an oath to this. And this ought to be a matter of the greatest and of the weightiest concern to you. Because you yourself are running out of time. And so this afternoon, we would exhort you to consider these eternal matters and issues. There is a period set. It is revealed. It is revealed in the Word of God. Now, good people, do not swear lightly. It might well be that you would go into a court of law and you would swear on oath and you would might even swear in the Bible, but it would mean nothing to you. You would swear by your children. I remember a woman on one occasion telling the most blatant lie, and she enforced it. She said, I swear on the head of my daughter, my child. And I thought to myself, she must absolutely hate her daughter in order to swear on the name of her child, knowing that she's telling a blatant lie. No, you might swear, you might make an oath, and you might think nothing, absolutely nothing, of telling a falsehood. But I tell you this, when God speaks ordinarily, He speaks the truth. He's the God who cannot lie. But I tell you this, when He adds an oath to it, when He swears on the thing, well, you can stake your life, you can stake your very soul upon it, you can put everything that you've got upon it, it will come to pass, and God has sworn. The time will come, this wild scene will be wrapped up, it will come to an end, and time shall be no longer. God has spoken it, and He has added an oath to it. The time is coming when every kingdom, every reign that there is shall come to an end. The reign of Obama, the reign of Brown, the reign of every government, every president and prime minister and prince and king, it will come to an end. Time is coming when the papal antichrist's reign will come to an end. Time is coming when Islam's reign will come to an end. The time is coming, people, when all the reigns of all of these kingdoms will come to an end. And people, yes, even the reign of sin, that sin that you chase after, lust after, yes, people, all of it, every reign shall come to an end, and there will be nothing left standing but the reign of King Jesus, the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Time shall be no longer, and there will be nothing left but the kingdom of God.
Thank you.
Time, you see, had a beginning, and time has an end, the Bible says. In the beginning, God created. And when He created the universe, no, it didn't evolve. It wasn't just happenstance. It wasn't just a chemical accident somewhere out in the universe. No, people, God created everything. The heaven and the earth, everything in it. And He created time also. God started time, and God will bring time to a conclusion. The time, the day, the moment is coming when time shall be no longer. Nothing but eternity will be left. But you see, people, your arguments, the happenstance of evolution, you know that, oh, perchance, you don't quite know how, but it began. There was an explosion and it brought everything into being. That doesn't give you a beginning. That doesn't give you a starting point. Where did the chemicals come from that caused the explosion? No, people, there was a beginning. God was in the beginning, and the one who was there. None of your scientists were there. What do they know? God was there. The one who started it all, who created all things, He was there. And He's written down the record, the account of it. In the beginning, God created the the universe, the world, humankind, everything, and time included. It began with God, and God will bring it to a conclusion. The time is coming when time will be no longer, when God will call time on time. The world will be no more. It will all pass away. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. That's the end. That's the final scene of world history. And it will be no more. This terrestrial globe upon which you stand this afternoon, it will be dissolved in fervent heat, and the world and time shall be no longer. You work to get all you can out of the world. You chase after trinkets and baubles, all kinds of things. Well, I tell you, drink your fill while you can. But there's a time coming when it will all be brought to a conclusion. When the world and when time shall be no longer. The sand is running through the glass. The clock is ticking. 10 minutes has gone already since I began preaching to you. Time is running out. Time will be no longer, says God. The world will be no more. You drink your fill of it, but it's going up in smoke, in fervent heat. It shall be dissolved. You buy and sell and you build, but I tell you, there'll be nothing left of it. All that you count and hold dear in the world today, there'll be nothing left of it, people. Because there'll be no time and there'll be no world. It's all coming to an end. God will see to it. There won't be a bit left. And then the years will be no longer either. How many have you got left to you? The Bible says it's a wise person who counts the number of their days. How many have you got? Well, the Bible says 70 years and 10. That's 70 to the uneducated. 70 years by God's grace. Well, some of you might not even get that many. Some of you might get more, perchance. But people, the years are filtering away. The years are passing by. What are you doing with them? It'll all be dissolved. It'll all come to an end with a great noise. You'll all hear it. Even the deaf will hear it. Such will be the tremendous noise with which God brings an end to the history of the world, an end of years and an end of time altogether. Time will have run out. Count your days, count your years. As I look around me, I see some of you have already had a good number of years. What have you done with them? Have you lived in godliness, in holiness, in righteousness? Or have you wasted those years frittering them away in sin, in that which is ungodly, contrary to the judge of all the earth, the one before whom you will stand on that great day when time shall be no longer? Oh, the time is coming when the seasons will be no more. God promised after he flooded the world in judgment in the days of Noah. You know, the man who built the ark. And there is evidence of that flood all over your world. Scientists are finding fossils today that are a proof and demonstration creation.
What?
Of evolution. No. But that there was a catastrophic event such as a worldwide flood that caused all these things. God, in righteous judgment, in holy anger, flooded the world and saved only 8 people, 1 family, by His grace. But afterwards, He placed a rainbow in the sky that would be seen when the rain comes. A covenant, a promise from God that season after season would follow right to the end. You live in the autumn time. You can see the trees and their leaves changing color. It's another evidence, token of the faithfulness of God to you. That just as God promised that autumn would follow summer, winter would follow autumn, and it would continue right to the very end until time was no longer. But the time is coming when those seasons shall be no more. God will bring time and years and seasons to a conclusion. And the only seasons that will be left will be the eternal spring of heaven and the winter of hell and damnation. When God calls time on time, where will you be? Which season will you exist in? Throughout all eternity, time shall be no more, and it will just be an endless night for all those who have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, obeyed the gospel of our God. A time is coming, people, when God will call time on time, and there will be no business. There will be no shopping, and there will be no working, and there'll be no laboring night and day as you do now. No buying and selling. The fashions of this world will have passed away. Do you know all the fashions? Do you know the things that you chase after and covet? Clothing, gadgets, technology, always the latest, must be the latest motor car, must be the latest mobile phone, must be the latest computer, must be the latest fashion, must be fashionable. Well, says God, the day is coming, the time is coming, the moment is coming when God will call time on time, and the fashions of this world and all its business will have passed away, and time will be no longer. Time is coming, people, when there will be no time for you to repent. Today you have the time. Today you have the opportunity. Today the gospel of repentance is proclaimed and presented to you right here this afternoon. But there's a time coming when time will be no longer, and there'll be no time for repentance, no more presentations of God's grace, no more proclamations of Jesus Christ, the only Savior of sinners. No, you won't be thankful. You might think it today, but you will never hear a presentation about repentance again. Today you say, oh, thankfully, but you won't say that then, because then when time is no longer, you will want to hear about God's grace. You will want to hear about Christ. You will want to hear about repentance. But time will be no longer. It will have run out. The clock will have come to an end. And there'll be no room, no space, no time for repentance. And all the time you will find that was given to you has been wasted. Every opportunity, every time you heard the word of God proclaimed to you, God came to you and spoke to you, but you would have none of it. When did he come to me, you say? When did he speak to me? Every time you heard his servant proclaiming the gospel on your streets and in churches throughout your land, every time you heard the word of God, he came to you and spoke to you, but you would have none of it. And now time is no longer. Time comes to a conclusion. And time has run out, and there's no room, there is no time anymore for any repentance. No more prosperity. All the prosperity that you've enjoyed in the Western world at the expense of the Eastern world and Middle Eastern world, you've raped and pillaged, and you have drawn every ounce of goodness out of these other nations so that you in the Western world could live in prosperity, so that you could fill yourselves with more hamburgers, so that you could gluttonize, so that you could have all your fancy clothes and technology, so that you could have all your gold and silver. You've plundered and raped and pillaged these other countries and lived in prosperity. And you said to yourself, it's God's blessing, God's favor upon us. You'll see differently when time is no longer. Then you'll see it was not God's blessing upon you. It was not God's favor upon you. But that prosperity was given to you. It was given to harden you. It was given to make you even more impenitent. It was given to you to blind you. It was given to you to slide you down that slippery slope into the damnation of hell. Because you took the prosperity, you took all the goodness out of the world, you took every ounce of goodness given to you. But did it lead you to God? Did it lead you to repentance? Did it lead you to Jesus Christ and God's salvation? No, it just blinded you. It just hardened you and sent you down that slippery slope into the damnation of hell. And I tell you, when time is no longer, you will see people, you will see and understand clearly, and there'll be nothing left but the utter terror, absolute terror all through eternity. Not for a day and not for a night, not for an hour, because time will be no longer. Endless eternity, forever, utter, absolute, consuming terror. That, people, is what hell is, and that's all that's left. All that's left for those who obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ when time runs out. But, people, let me encourage you this afternoon to apply this truth to yourself. Be reminded and be warned, people. There is a time coming when God will call time upon time. You're heedless today. You think that there's no end to it. That's what the scoffers have always thought. Listen to what the Bible says. Where is the promise of his coming, they say? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Is that not what you think in your wicked unbelief? Is that not what you think in your scoffing, rude, irreligious, godless state of mind? everything just continues as it always has done and always will do. No, it won't, says God, because he has promised with an oath, time shall be no longer. The time is coming when God will call time on time. And people, oh people, you love the things of time and you love the things of this world. Scoffers, I tell you, there has always been and always will be. Under the cross of Calvary, there were scoffers, but there were believers. There were men and women whose eyes were open to see eternal things, to see the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and were saved. But if you do not listen to, hearken to the warnings, take this truth and apply it seriously and sincerely to your own heart and mind, I tell you, you cannot be saved. It is intimated in the abiding word of God. Time shall be no longer. Whether you believe it or not doesn't even come into the equation. You think you shift God by not believing in him? You think you pull him from his throne? Do you think you cancel him out? Do you think you negate his power? Do you think just because you don't believe that there is no kingdom? Do you think that just because you do not believe the truth, there is no truth? That's to be like the ostrich. You know, that foolish bird that buries its head in the sand and thinks nobody can see it. People, time shall be no longer, says God. The time is coming when God will call time on time. And you are solemnly warned in the Bible. And you will not, you may pretend ignorance today, but in that day and at that time you will not. One of the first things that you are taught when you join the armed forces is this: ignorance is never an excuse. And ignorance is no excuse for you either. Because God says in his word, because of all the things that he has created, it is clear, it is evidential that God exists. And therefore he says, O man, whoever you are without, you have no excuse whatsoever. Because God is, and because you are surrounded by the evidence of his existence, it is your bounden duty as a creature of God to seek him until you find him. If you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. It is your duty as a creature of God to seek him until you find him. Give him no rest until he comes to you. Because the time is coming, believe me. Believe God's word. The time is coming when time will be no longer. And in that day, you will not argue with God. You will not come out with your blasphemous comments. You will not come out with your smart aleck remarks. You will not come out with your clever innuendos. You will not come out with your scientific arguments, so-called. Because God says, in that day, at that time, when time shall be no longer, every mouth will be stopped before God. You will not even open your mouth. And even if you could, you would not hear yourself, because your knees would be knocking. You would be standing before a holy and righteous God, wetting yourself and utterly silent. Every mouth shall be stopped before Almighty God. It is unalterably fixed. It is in God's word. Time shall be no longer, set by an oath. God has sworn it, and it shall be done. Oh, he bears with you now. It's amazing. It's astonishing. It's remarkable. The long suffering and the patience of God. But oh, people, what have you done with that long suffering of God? What have you done with God's patience and kindness to you? He waits and waits for you to fill up the cup. Eh? Go on, open your mouth, fill the cup up some more. But when that cup is full, when you've filled that cup of sin, when your nation has filled that cup of sin, God will fall upon you in vengeance. What have you done with the long suffering? What have you done with the patience of God? Just the same as you've done with the time God's given to you. Wasted it, frittered it away in ungodliness, in sin and iniquity and transgression. But be assured, the time is coming. The time is coming when God will say enough. When God will bring down the shutters. When God will close the door of His grace. When time shall be no longer. And I tell you, in that day, not all the prayers, not all the cries that you make to God, not all the anguish, and not all the tears of repentance will make one iota of a difference. You will cry in that day, "Where's the sweet preacher that I might listen to him again? Where's the Bible that I might read it and believe it? Where is yon Jesus Christ that I might lay hold upon him and his salvation? Where is he?" You can cry and cry throughout all the ages of eternity, but there will be no way back to God for you. No way back where the tree lies and falls. Where the tree lies and falls, no shifting it. No purgatory, no second chances. Purgatory was devised by that popish religion to fill its coffers with more money. It is not in the Bible. Heaven or hell, two destinations. What will you do with Christ? That's your question today. Because if you will not have Him to reign over you, I tell you, when time is no longer, you will not have Him then. No, people, all the cries, all the tears, all the entreaties, you will cry, "God, give me one more second that I'll repent." You will not be given one more second. Not one more hour. Not one more day. Not one more month. Not one more year. When time shall be no longer, when God says finish, it will finish. You will not get one second more. He has given you time. And that time is given to you. A vestibule, an entrance into eternity. And your business, your first class business in this world, is getting right with God. Everything else is rubbish and nonsense. Nonsense. Most important business you've got today is getting right with Almighty God while you have time on your side. But the time is coming when time will be no more. So it's now. Now you must be saved. Now you must work. And what's the work God would have you to do? Jesus says, "Believe on the one whom He sent, even Jesus Christ." It's a work of faith, believing, trusting in the Lamb of God, the Son of God. Because, people, it is by grace alone, the favor of God, given to whoever He pleases to give it to. By grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. That, people, is the way to realize God's salvation. Let God smiles upon you. Lest God breathe life into your soul. Unless God gives you the gifts of faith and repentance, you'll remain as you are until time is no longer. But you will hearken if you will hear His voice. If you will turn, you will not burn. If you will turn, if you will repent, if you will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you may be saved now, but not when time is no longer too late then. Time, night is coming, says Jesus, when no man can work. When the darkness falls upon you eternally and everlastingly. Oh, people, you've got time today, but what have you got time for? Time for the business, time for shopping, time for the music, time for the pub, time for the grub. You've got time for everything and anything but God. But the time is coming when you will have no time, when time shall be no longer. And then, people, then you will have less than nothing. No matter what you might have today, and no matter what you might covet, no matter what you might achieve, no matter what you might obtain, what would it profit you, Jesus says, were you to be given the whole world and drink your fill of everything you ever wanted? Eh? If you were given access to all the money, all the jewelry, all the clothes, all the technology, eh? If you were to be given the whole world, what would it profit you if God was to say to you tonight, thy soul is required of you? If the angel of death were to come with his slimy fingers, wrap them round your soul and drag it out of your body and cast it into the fires of hell, eh? What would it profit you if you had the whole world? What would you give in exchange for your soul? Not a little bit of sex, not a piece of sodomy, more coveting, more greed, more prosperity, more lying and cheating, more fornicating. Is that what you would give in exchange for your soul? God have mercy upon you blinded people. God have mercy on your souls. I urge you this afternoon to look not to the things of time, because the time is coming when time will be no longer, but look to the things of eternity. Everything that you can see and touch is going to be dissolved in fervent heat, says God. The only thing that will be left will be the spiritual realities of Christ and His kingdom. Eternal things. The things of this world are temporary. But where will you be then? Where will you be when time ends? When God calls time on time? Isn't that what they used to call out in your pubs? You know, where you drink your little bitty pints of beer? Time, gentlemen, please! 10 o'clock? Or is it 4 o'clock in the morning now? Time, gentlemen, please! Well, there's a time when this universe will quake with the voice of God. Time, gentlemen, please! And time will be no longer. Unless you have a foundation to stand upon in that day, you will be lost in the universe, in eternity, lost in the damnation of hell. Unless you have a foundation to stand upon, and that foundation that you need is the solid rock, person, teaching, and work of Jesus Christ, nothing else will withstand the storm of God's judgment. Nothing else. If you don't leave believingly, you will die miserably. If you don't live believingly, you will die miserably. Because time will be no more, and you will exist for all of eternity. All of eternity in the absolute misery and in the damnation of hell. That is the end of your unbelief. That is the end of your wickedness. That is the end of your impenitence, your ungodliness. That is the end of your false religion, your idolatry. That is the end. That is the end of all that's false. That is the end of time, when time shall be no longer. So I urge you this afternoon, well, you have time, and I don't know how much you've got, because you could go out of this shopping precinct, under a bus, a heart attack. There's a million, trillion ways by which God can remove you from His world in a nanosecond, if He so wishes. So you be careful what you say, and you be careful what you think. But while you have the time, even this very moment, I call upon you, the authority of God's word, repent and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. God bless you.